Paris to Paris, Rundi to Milan, Mill Strait to Germany, Parktown to Madrid. Hashtag MSWS Chris cross the world and back. In 100 days, we salute you.
Tell us about you.
Attention, please, attention.
This evening, I stand before you.
This here feels like a whole entire world collapse.
This is the South African flag. Plans for erecting a massive 22 million flag monument has been approved by Parliament.
It's 120 meters tall flag.
All right.
Which is 10 meter by 15 meter. The flag itself.
Okay.
When the electricity is off this winter, we'll have a flag to keep us warm.
Who's getting
during the day, it will be seen. At night, you'll also be able to see it because
it's lit.
It lit at night.
When we get lost in that pothole, the South African flag will lead us home.
I hear you talk about priorities and so on.
When you about to get robbed in a Joburg CBD, show the robbers the flag. They'll back off, slowly take off their Uzi hoodies, and they'll call you freedom, just like a waving flag.
The alternative was something which I thought was going to be a tick box exercise, that we have a flag.
The Sports, Arts and Culture Department is going ahead with their 22 million flag project. But hey, at least they're not giving it to Arthur Mafokati, because he won't share, even though we made Sigele cake. Cut the cake for himself.
The education has to be continuous, both during the day and at night.
Some say the only flag our government should be erecting is a red flag.
Yes, right from the building of the flag itself, with a lot of cranes which would have to get this very big, massive steel with a lot of construction material and so on.
Don't complain. This is fun with flags. Next week, we discuss every forum defending the apartheid flag.
The value would outlive us.
Just gets more fun by the day.
1 to 100 in 3 seconds. Home. Make that 3 platforms. Vuma FM, Sowetan Live, and Rise FM. Radio's Trinity. Hashtag MSW, celebrating 100 episodes today.
In the meantime,
this is a Zulu word, Ngodoy. It's not a word that is used normally. There would be people who would want to exploit the condition of our people and behave as Ngodoy behaves. We should be vigilant, so that we don't have Imigodoy taking charge of our lives.
Taking charge of our Hashtag MSW got to 100 quicker than Carl Lewis.
World class!
Usain Bolt and Ben Johnson combined.
I do not believe what I've just seen!
Don't blink for the next 100 days. Be a part of it. Hashtag MSW, celebrating 100 episodes today.
Isn't that just unbelievable? Isn't that just unbelievable when you think about where the journey began across three unique platforms of Vuma FM, Sowetan Live, as well as Rise FM? I can simply tell you that for me and for everybody else that loves this show, it's a very, very special day today. More than just special, it takes you back to many journeys. It takes you back to the faith, the trust. It takes you back to Arena Holdings saying, let's do this. I can count so many individuals, I can count so many human beings that were fully behind the project, that believed in the project, and when they see it take off, in the manner that it has, I think they also just sit back and say it was worth it. But more than anything, you've got to thank the people that switch on each and every day, the people that I call my bosses, you who's listening in the car. Always take pride of what you listen to, of what you engage in, and more especially, what you love. And radio is what we love. I have no idea who's calling, but I'm going to take another radio risk. Good evening.
Oh, Marao.
Abasekhaya, sanibonani.
Ninjani.
Yazi ukuthini? Sibawa 100, wena unjani?
Ah, no, ngiyaphila. Ah, funny enough, I go through. The first day you the day started, I go through. Even today, I was just trying my luck. I'm so grateful.
Uba,
nusibu. But yeah, no. Yeah, usibu. Kuma, nusibu.
Unjani, nusibuda.
Ah, ngiyaphila, njani.
Ukapteni wethu, ke wena.
Yeah, I guess it's a total match. It's a total match. It's a million.
Nazo, and as Uti Asna walk a million over manjit, Susanna Mahandret.
No, 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 sorry, it's a hundred. Pele Vele Kalarangan, Kalarangan, and then we'll count very soon. Of 500, of 60,000. We'll look good for these days and we'll be like, yeah, what a journey it's been.
Wow, thank you so much indeed. What's on your mind right now on this historic day?
Ah, it's your first. Firstly, your 100, congratulations. And then secondly, it's the fact that, you know, 10 years ago, my team won the Champions League. But the way things are happening now, I don't see it. The Chelsea, like, this thing with the government and the ownership, you know, it's difficult. I was looking at that, I'm like, the memories will hold on to them because there's no end in sight there.
History, but you know what? It's the next weekend, the final in Paris.
Oh, yeah, no, that'll be nice. Because I think we'll be looking at the Ballon d'Or contenders. We'll have to look at who reigns supreme between the two. Because there's those that go for Mane, there's those that go for Benzema. But it'll be interesting to see them go head to head. Who's really, Makonya of Europe. But yeah, man, what a wonderful season Liverpool has had. I thought it was, honestly, because, you know, you always look in the connotation, you're like, these people are the rank is going to run out. I know, consistent, man. Consistent all the way.
You know what I look forward to? I look forward to knowing that Liverpool have got so many African players in one team, and I don't think historically that has been something that has ever happened before. So you can imagine, if they do win it, and yes, I got a soft spot for both of these clubs, but also got a soft spot for my continent.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's very amazing, you know, because all of them, they're on merit. No one that you can say, like, no, they're just doing him a favor because it's from Africa, because, like, I'm sure Umuntu will say that. But all of them are there, and they are world-class players. Mane, world-class. Keita, world-class. Salah, world-class. All of them. So it's very nice. It's very nice to see.
So, I'm Matip. Hey, Pela Matip. Hey,
at that time, Pirates was on treble.
Yes.
That was the role that Happy Jelle played. Happy Jelle scored the most important goals for Pirates for them to win the treble. He will come at the dying minutes of the game and then he will score.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Sbuda. I appreciate the support that you give the show from day one.
Ah, not a problem. We'll continue to do so. Keep on going, Marao. Keep on going.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Baba. Sbuda down in Durban to win a kakasini. Yes, I'm going to be angibonganga futhi lapha kuyivuma FM the motion drive uleko motion into ebeso land impatient yakhe, so he was not in studio today. That's the problem with Sasa Grant people, is that awazi timing yabo imani bad. But yeah, leko motion mayo cure wangena umnkini mgange should take over and did so ably today. Great show indeed. Big Mike Stema Shobana. Hey, we back and I'm trying to just tell you, I got some bamba ksas. What advice do they give them in the logic quiz today? Hey, that race confused me. Lillian Cheese, thank you so much indeed. The Rise FM Drive. always keeping you busy on the road. Allow us to take over. It is Marawa Sports Worldwide on a historic day where we say happy 100. We've also got some great guests, voices that you normally hear on voice notes. They're not going to be on voice notes today. They're going to be right here in studio.
As we celebrate our 100th show on air,
when you take a penalty, you need to use the kinetic energy.
We look back on our good.
When we spoke to Usimpiwe Shozi regarding his brother, Ukhayelihle Shozi, who went missing last year in October.
The bad.
The ombudsman found that the appointments of Graham Smith as director of cricket, as well as Mark Boucher as a national coach, were flawed from a procedural perspective.
And the sad moments.
Sikano, good to have you on the show.
There's no food. All age home. They call me all the time asking for food. I try my best to go and bring. And you know, when you arrive there, you sometimes I cry.
Let's make a plan, Stephen. Okay? I know. It's very emotional.
Here's to many more shows together. Hashtag MSW. Celebrating 100 episodes today.
Hi, this is Rulani Mokwena, head coach of Mamelodi Sundowns. I just wanted to wish a very, very huge congratulations to a very, very special person. A person I consider a big brother, a person I consider a role model, a mentor, someone that really inspires me. And I want to say congratulations on your 100th show. You continue to elevate yourself into positions that will be very difficult to catch up towards, you know, and keep shining, keep growing, keep inspiring. And here's to another 100. Shows. Hashtag Marawa Sports Worldwide. Hashtag MSW.
Marawa Sports Worldwide. Broadcasting live from under a bridge in Katlaong.
It's a busy bridge today, I can tell you. Thank you so much, big brother Rulani Mokwena, co-coach at Sundowns. I don't know, is he going to be, you know, coach of the season? The beautiful thing is I've got people that love sport in studio. They're going to tell me who's going to win all of these awards. They're not just here to finish off our oxygen here under the bridge. We've got limited oxygen as it is. Nati is calling us on the line. Nati, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Mr. Marawa.
All right, Mdomdal. Sengizomtshela umzwa wakhe embuli ukuthi naye ahambe yojoyina ule commotion bayobamba impassion baphume baphele la kuthina.
Mr. Mara, yazi ngicabanga nje ngale episode kulena ngicela ukusho ngesingisi, I would like to apologize to Gavin Hunt. I remember by the time it was Kaizer Chiefs, we used to criticize him for not selecting uDumisani Zuma. 2 years later, uDumisani Zuma is still not playing the Chiefs. So it shows that Kevin Hunt was not the problem, but the problem was with the player. So as supporters, when we criticize the coaches, sometimes you need to respect them because they are with these players every day. So we need to respect them, we need to respect their opinion. And another second thing.
Sure.
As I've been saying, we need to respect the opinion of other people. You know, I was shocked today to see that the nominees for the defense of the season, there is no Roshan Deruk. But I would respect their opinion. I don't know the criteria they were following
ukuthi basilethe bathina as a person olandela ibhola angizange ngaliboni idefender elibe ngoroshide rugby ngesizini. Ngiyabonga Mr. Marao, masishaye ikhulu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngibonga nepoem yakho ishaye kamnandi kaba. Thank you so much, I appreciate you. And we appreciate each and every one of you that listens to the show, that takes pride in doing that each and every day. I can briefly tell you that the birth of the show took many, many by surprise. Now, many waited, though, with bated breath for the very first groundbreaking show to hit the airwaves. Now, many certainly doubted the path that we set ourselves on. But here we are, our 100th show, still going very strong, still giving you nothing but the absolute best in local as well as international sporting material. All I got to say is yes to the next 10,000 shows of hashtag MSW. Ah, you got so many messages. And I call everybody important. Whether you are Rulani Mgwena, whether you are Nighty, Smoo, anyone that's going to be calling us today, we might not have structure today. You can't turn 100 and have structure. So that exactly is where we're going to be today. We are bising. It's a bising show. 060-708-0484. Otherwise, feel free to call us at any time. 010-442-6300. In fact, I encourage you to call more than send voice notes. Ngiyakwazi big show. Hey, I turned my State of the Nation address. Got 4 minutes. Oyibambe lapha 2 minutes, mfana.
Little big show in Devon.
It's 12 minutes to the hour. And that's why I always say, this is a family. A massive one indeed.
As we celebrate our 100th show on air.
Zokhala ke manje. Ngilabo mibajabulile betha uhambe eRob. Uyile ke manje. Zokhala ke manje.
We look back on our good.
I mean, you know, good results and good results. You know, good results all the time, you know, because...
The bad.
I know in the Latuma they said Dekemox resigns due to personal reasons. Unless I have amnesia, I can't remember sending any email, no communication whatsoever saying I was resigning.
And the sad moments.
You've sympathized with Rodney. Ramakalel.
Yeah, I remember, Rob, when you start building a house, it doesn't take 2 days. It takes years. All that I've worked for in terms of my trophies, all of those things, all those memories.
Everything's burned.
I'm the only memory, as you say.
Here's to many more shows together. Hashtag MSW. Celebrating 100 episodes today.
This is Manqoba Mncethi, the head coach of Mamelodi Sundowns. I just want to congratulate Robert Marawa on his Marawa Sports Worldwide that is celebrating its 100th episode today, which is normally enjoyed by those who listen to Times Live, Vuma FM and Rise FM. To Robert, the work that you are putting behind that show, my brother, is unbelievable, and I'm sure your listeners enjoy everything and every bit in all those episodes. May you continue to be one of the most important sports journalists in our country and help our people to understand what is happening in all the sporting courts. Congratulations. May your special day be celebrated, my brother.
Big brother, Manqoba Mncethi. Another coach of Mamelodi Sundowns, another strong believer in this journey. Joining us right here on Marawa Sports Worldwide. And we wish you everything of the best in your journey. Masandawana. Plenty of Masandawana fans, yeah. You can almost say, Sana. Good evening.
All
right. Yeah, P. Latina is a bridging like at Lehong. Ngayi is going to delay when you go.
Why? Mina ngise eMpumalanga Hazy View.
Hey, Hazy View. La kunenkungu khona.
Kunenkungu. Ayasikhukhuza. Ngikhona khona.
Welcome to our 100 celebration.
Ngiyacala ukungena kuna 100 episodes.
Wena uzosilethela inhlanhla.
Hayi.
ngiyizwe intaba zase izviews thanda unqamlula line wethu, but you know what, like I said, the beautiful thing is that we have unlimited control over what goes on in this show. So when we hear you that you are extremely passionate about sport in general, then you would hear, I mean, a typical day like today, you'd been hearing a typical voice note. Hi, it's Teboho here. Rob, I just want to say, dring, 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 dring. Well, Teboho is here in studio. Good evening, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to the listeners.
So your voice sounds the same as it does in voice notes, so you're not tricking us.
No, I'm not, Rob.
Welcome. Good to see you.
Likewise, Rob.
Sure. I mean, tell us about Teboho and his love and his passion for this beautiful game and beautiful sport, because you're not only limited to soccer. We can talk about boxing, cricket, rugby. Your voice is there. Your insight is there. Your knowledge is there. Your wisdom is there.
Now, Rob, I just want to say I grew up in an environment where sports was encouraged as a way to keep us busy as young people. From Free State, Kwakwa.
Yes.
And experienced my first soccer match when Free State Stars was playing Chiefs.
Right.
They had the iconic...
was Bunene Gadwane
there? Gadwane was there.
Yeah.
Seramele Tswaka.
Fils Molloy.
Yeah, and David Villagazi.
Yes.
Yeah, John Tlale was on the post, Rob. And that's why I developed a passion for football and sport in general. And throughout school, we were encouraged to play any form of sports, Rob. Mm-hmm. I've been to cricket, played basketball. And for me, sports is a way of nurturing young people. It's a way of channeling emotions in the right direction. Yeah, and I think it's through that participation of sports, I developed a love, and I'm so passionate about sports, Rob. It's shocking.
I can tell. It's like an emotional thing.
Yeah, even if I can tell you, Rob, there are moments where I had my wife. She was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah,
Chiefs was playing Bloemfontein Celtics, Soccer City. Security guards wanted to chase us out of the stadium because they felt that she would give birth anytime.
Hey.
And fast forward, Rob, 3 months when my son was born, I was lining up for Comrades, doing my first Comrades marathon.
Oh, wow.
I've got 9 Comrades on my legs.
Hey.
I'm going for my 10th this year. Sports has always been my passion, Rob. I live for sports. I get so emotional when people don't respect sports, because it's through sports where we can change life. It's through sports where we can shape people. It's through sports where we can create taxpayers.
Yeah.
So I think that's where my passion is for sports. And yeah.
Oh, I mean, what a summary. Making me emotional here. I know my left eye is messed up anyway today, but so don't think I'm already in tears, but
yeah.
I appreciate that so much. I'm going to do a quick intro of everybody before we head off to the news, but we'll come back. You guys will be with us throughout the show. We've got, should I even say it? We've got Martin Tyler that we're going to be speaking to all the way in the UK. Legendary commentator. We've got Victor Gomes, who's going to be refereeing the CAF Champions League final. Zakhele Siwela is going to be with him. We're going to chat to them on the show today. But you guys are going to be part of the journey. And another familiar voice. Let me jump from male to female and then back to male. So this time around, Naledi is here. She invited me many moons ago onto her platform. And this is where she's at now. Welcome to the show.
Feels good to be here. And thank you so much for finally having me.
You don't like those headphones, I can tell. They are just a distraction, aren't they?
They are. They are, they really are.
And I mean, without a doubt, you're a lover of sport. What was it? I mean, we've heard what was said now by Teboho. But for you, it comes across, even in your voice notes, even on your show, what is it about sport that really, really brings you in to who Naledi is?
Yeah, so let me just take you back to where it all started, right? So I've always been a very sporty person. Growing up, I played a lot of sports. I was, you know, I loved exploring different sports. So I played baseball in primary. I was also running, believe it or not. And then at some point, because I was raised by my grandparents, so my grandfather loves football, loves sports, loves tennis. So I can say that everything that I do right now is because of him. So every single day, just like any typical black father, he'd always be watching football every day. And obviously, I just got tired of complaining about it. Eventually, I decided, let me just chill and watch what is happening here. And then I realized, actually, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. And then I started watching with him, you know, all the time. Sometimes he'd take me with to go play tennis because he was a tennis player. So I'd go with him. That is how I also started playing tennis, of which I still kind of play even now. So, Yeah, so that is how it started. And then when we watch TV, we'd see Abo Carroll, and he'd say to me, that is where you belong. And I think he was planting a seed without him realizing that he's doing that. So that is why I'm here.
And look at you. Look at your journey. Welcome. Welcome to the show. Now, we are the champions. And I'm doing this for a particular reason. I'm laying a foundation so that when we chat to our next guest, I don't even call them guests, these are owners of the show, these are shareholders of the business. So he normally lays a scene for all of us, and I think it's only fair that I lay the scene for him, so that when he does start chatting, he starts it the way that he normally does when he sends the voice notes. But to be mina ngithaka ishaye ke indlela yakho.
But also about 12 wide. Singing is my free cast. Singing is a kaya. KwaZulu from 103 FM. Singing is Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga is a Rise FM. As well as Soweto Live. Our nation wide platform. Singing is my free cast. Mlandu and Zagan. I'm planning 100 episodes. In another bridge. A Kate Hong. Spialo. Salmona Nekaya.
Yay, my daughter. Yay, my daughter. Yay, my daughter. This is what we love about radio. We make it come to life. Sbia, welcome to the show. So great to finally get to see you.
Thank you very much. I can't even believe that it's me who's here right now. Just a young man from KwaZulu Natal in Kandla. So now I'm here under the bridge at Katlehong. I can say thank you very much, Babu Rob. Thank you, Put Bafana. Thank you to everyone for allowing us to come here. I didn't know that I was going to be here, but I just got a WhatsApp saying, you can come here. Thank you very much. I don't know. I'm now Amazon money.
Well, sport now in Ashangana.
Sport in Ashangana, so we like it in Kandla. So we used to, you know, Muslim Champe Abani TV. So we used to go there. So we buy, so Kobe Windin, Uguti, Sbugi TV in a wind.
Amen.
So that's when developer corner. But better come and be able to tap, for example. So Mina, I will be watching those guys about after let me analyze. So Omuye Wab, it was you.
Hey.
So Mina, I was interested in those people about Kuluma Lapisingis. So yeah. So from there Ngapuma Escoleni, I went to Bizimale High School. So I went to UJ. I went there, Ngafengenza a course, a biz on a sport communication. So talking to you right now, I'm holding a degree in sport communication. So I've been working for a community radio station. I don't know if I can mention it.
I mention it.
Radio Kwezi.
Yes.
Thank you to
Sabonga Kwezi.
Yes. Thank you, Bam Gubane. So they taught me everything. Before matric,
yes.
I was already working there.
Oh,
before Ngenzu matric. So I was always working there. Being commissary to seven.
Okay, we'll pick up on those stories.
Sure.
Straight after the news. Like I said, the ladies be here. Deboko are here with us in studio. The shareholders of the show, you, the shareholders who are not under the bridge in Katlehong, you can give us a call 010-442-6300, 060-708-0484.
As we celebrate our 100th show on air, we look back on our good.
We finally got hold of him. Peter Drury.
Oh, glorious!
Commentator of the year. We love what you do.
Thank you very much. It was lovely to receive the award. Of course it was.
The bad.
Baroque FC, Mr. Khurushin Pashele joins me on the line. I just wanted to know if you are a worried man given where your team is.
No, not at all. We are in position 16. Somebody needs to be there at some point. more there at this point.
And the sad moments.
You know, South Africa, you know, continues to struggle.
It is a development project. I mean, it was not necessary team. Too much individuals, too much egos.
Here's to many more shows together. Hashtag MSW. Celebrating 100 episodes today.
Happy 100 episodes, Marawa. Since this show started, Sundowns were champions. Until even 10 years, Sundowns will still be champions. I'm a Pirates fan.
Hey, Ngitshelile namhlanje kuzohlanya abantu.
Good evening, Baba Marawa. And it's a very special evening because of the 100th episode. We celebrate together. We like this channel. We love it. We love you, Rob Marawa. Let's be very honest. Let's confess now that when you were fired there by SuperSport, some of us, we were affected. And it took us long to recover. And we were always, we finished the data to just to check which move is Rob Marawa going to make. And when you finally made it, you saw the response from the people. You are loved by the people. You are a living legend. I don't know whether to call you a living hero. Your voice is all over, worldwide. So that's why we love it. And we, Vuma Special made, Vuma Station, who made it happen, we thank them a lot. And you mean a lot to us. Some of us, if we miss the show, we will probably get some BPs, little nyana, you see. And that's my comments for today only, for to congratulate ourselves on the special 100th. It's a wonderful day. I'm not gonna talk about the legend today. Thank you very much. The big show in the best.
Oh, the big show, the big show. Thank you so much indeed. We appreciate you, sir. We appreciate your consistency. We appreciate everything that you do. Wow, the big show. Hey, some very kind words, man. I can only say that the journey is only beginning. The 100 episodes, we were just going crazy. And so many people warmed up to the vision behind it. So many people decided we want to be part of it. We had never had so many guests come into studio like we have in the first 100 episodes. People are like, no, I don't want to be on the phone. Mm-mm. I want to be in studio. Guys even drive from Mpumalanga, Northwest, Limpopo. And they say, no, even if it's 10 minutes, we're coming to that studio of yours. It doesn't. I'm a traffic cop. Give us a hard time, Etitinala. We are blocking traffic under the bridge.
Yeah. Hey, I could have gotten a bed. 100th episode. I'm glad. Hey, boo. But we found a car. You want to get this or I'm better to show you. I could have three different platforms. Go again, yeah. Hi, the song of the Quebec. Zakir and then the Papa Nod.
Oh, Zakes and Zakes. Doganen. Sikubonge kakhulu baba, hayi ngiqinisele yazi bengathi siqala izolo kodwa hayi.
Sanibona, sanibonani, namhlanje kumnandi, uzama empangeni. Namhlanje kumnandi, sithi nje 100 episodes. Sasijabula kakhulu, kakhulukazi, sibonga wena Bhuti Marawa. Malume. Sibonga kuwe Malume Rob, ukuthi sicabangele ukuthi uqhamuke nalento kanje esijabulela namhlanje. Esisuka kude nawe, sakuthanda, uqhubeke ngendlela owenza ngayo, uphasa abalaleli bakho ngendlela efanayo. Sabonga, thanda, uzama.
Zama, NUF. Yazi leya number plate sasiyibiza ngenye ishandisi lapho sasesikoleni. Kodwa ngeke ngikwazi ukuyisha emsakazweni ngoba ayi ngahle ngabuye kusasa. But Zama, we appreciate you. Siyakubona na kwi-social media, kwi-Twitter, uhlala ukhona, sihamba nawe. Ungayidedele, nto ngisho noma kuthiwa imoto yethu isondo linepantsha. Sohamba nje ngama-rim. Size sifike lapho siya khona. Khonze lapho ekhaya. We got a caller on the line. Yeah, you're live on the show. Good evening.
Hi, Marawa.
Uright, Mdomdala.
Themba labadlali bebhola.
Awuzwa. Uthini shareholder?
Man, uchilise lo ke Countdown Master Show.
Kuphi nendawo namhlanje?
Hayi, ngithenga la ePinders. Durban.
NPN.
NPN. When I look back, I remember this show started. I can't remember which year it was, but I was introduced to this show by a Zimbabwean guy. And it was still called the Sports Center. then it moved from the fourth standard to fourth discovery. Then what MTN that season now. Now today we are here. Hello?
Yes. I mean, what's been your fondest memory, though, as you say, since day one?
That interview of yours with the late great former president, Dr. Nelson Mandela.
Hey, my dot. Yo.
Yeah. And I remember you once also hosted Sepp Blatter.
And you know what was crazy about that interview, Sepp Blatter, was that Sepp Blatter never did any interviews on any radio station at any time. And because I had a very good relationship with Jerome Valk, the FIFA Secretary General at the time, and when I told him I want Sepp Blatter in studio, he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Robbie, I think you're wasting your time, but you know what? Let me go speak to the old man. Let me hear what he says." And because we had worked with him at the FIFA draw, if you remember, that weekend where Orlando Pirates were going to play Kaizer Chiefs at Kings Park Stadium, that weekend when there was the draw, and Sepp Blatter was like, "No, me, I come to your show. I'm okay. I come to your show."
Robbie?
Yes, I'm done.
Good evening, Marawa Sports World 100. Today, happy. Today, I'm just happy. I'm very happy we on 100th episode. 100th episode today. Very happy, Mr. Marawa. Thanks for the good show. Thanks for everybody who believed in this. I'm so glad. I'm happy it all happened. Because after you left, wherever you were that side, I didn't listen. I was so angry until I get to know about this three combination. And I was helped by a friend. I got it and I'm on it. Up until we are on 500th episode, 1,000 is coming. We are here to stay. Happy 100th episode. Nazo, Khabalatsan, I'm home now. Thank you, Ntate Marawa, for a good show always. Today we only happy, we're celebrating. No, we don't want anything to disturb us. Thank you. Bye.
Nazo, Khabalatsan. Oh, one day, that sounds like a name you can chew. It's like you having a watermelon.
Hi, Robert. Fran Hilton Smith here. Congratulations on your 100th show tomorrow. You are the one who's changed the lives of many sports people by hosting us on your show, giving us a platform to vent our frustrations and making changes, making a difference in the lives of sports people. So I hope your show continues for many more years to come. You have helped change my life a lot, and I certainly hope that you can keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference. So from me, lots of love. Keep doing what you do.
Fran Hilton Smith, I thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Loving your book that you brought the day when we had you here in studio. I appreciate every word that you've just said now. I mean, I had a look early on. Lady, gentlemen. We've even got Uvusi Ntimane, who's here. He's a chairman now. He'll tell us what is he a chairman of in just a second. Spetabanda Bakul. Oh, hey, what's going on outside? Yes, yes. Sakina Kamwendo. Ma always is here. Tebo Khomoloi is here. Madam Piri is here. Hey. Bafet. Ngathinga thuka ke namhlanje. I have no idea. But all I know is that a lady that I've known for so many years, Sakina Kamwendo, has just stepped into the building.
Yeah, I have.
Carrying 100. You're here with Tebo Khomoloi.
I brought you a legend.
Guys, I told you, I said today's show, I don't know what's happening. We are all over the place. Wow, this is beautiful.
I brought the weights to hold them down.
Okay. So people are going to say I'm lying. But ladies and gentlemen, she's the host of Morning Live, a former host on Metro, SAFM. And now she's here under the bridge in Katlehong, being disturbed by 100 balloons.
It's huge. 100 is huge. It doesn't want to be held down.
Okay. Sondela, my always. We just want to hear that beautiful voice of yours. Don't know how to get back.
I don't know at this time of the evening, but good evening, everybody. And so great to be here.
Oh, I mean, thank you. I mean, what a surprise. I didn't even know you knew the address of this place.
I had to find it.
I know Katlehong is quite deep.
Very. very, very deep. But I want to move to Katlehong, I must say.
Please do that. Come join. Yeah. You see, you got the freedom. I'm feeling lonely here. An entire studio for just one show.
No, that's not right. Doesn't make sense.
We need to expand.
Absolutely.
We need to make it happen.
Hey, let me let your...
This is beautiful, though.
100 go.
How have you been?
I've been great. I've been listening. I'm a supporter. You know, where you go, I go. So,
gee whiz.
We've been doing this for a while.
And you know what? And I know it comes from a very good place because it is you, a very good friend, a colleague, a fireable fire. But you love sport.
I love sport.
An ardent Arsenal supporter.
Ooh, let's not talk about Arsenal right now. The less said about Arsenal, the better right now. Don't do that, Rob.
Oh, man. But what's your sporty feeling right now? Are you loving the flags that are costing $22 million? What is it that
No. I think, you know, part of what we need to get to grips with as South African society is to be able to speak truth to power.
Yeah.
And when power loses the plot, they should be told that they've lost the plot. Yeah. In the current socioeconomic conditions that South Africans are really buckling under, there's no way you can spend $22 million on a vanity project.
Yeah.
There's crazy. No way.
That's crazy. And for somebody like Wondli Kungubela to all of a sudden come through and say what he says. But anyway, we'll get to those human beings. You brought a legend.
We're not saying we shouldn't have those things. We're saying we should have them at the right time. Right now, it is tone deaf to have it.
Yeah. Please introduce your partner in crime that you walked in here with.
I've rallied the troops. I'm like, I'm not walking in alone. Eh? I better be coming in here bearing gifts. And here he is, man that needs very little introduction. Pirates legend. Legends are never former.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. They remain forever and ever. That man with, you know, the tinkle toes, as they would say.
And the
there,
pen.
The midfield. Yeah, those were the days,
and
eh?
And the ponytail.
You know what I'm saying? Went through the whole two. Where's the earrings, Devza?
You
lost all of those things. You know where I met this guy? At the mining Indaba in Cape Town.
Oh,
of
mining.
All places.
Oh, yes. Don't tell me. He's a billionaire.
Yes.
No.
He's got a billion.
Yeah.
He's
Rob,
got a,
you
he's,
and I tell the truth always.
He's got a billion coals that are there. All right. The reason why I'm not taking it off. We're going to come back and we're going to chat to the legend. It's 20 minutes after the hour. We have a break to take. We have a full studio. The shareholders have arrived. Anybody who's part of the show is here. And I really appreciate that. Wow. Don't go anywhere. There's still a lot to come on the show.
As we look back at our heartwarming stories.
You are a national treasure, Robert.
Baba, ngicela kanjalo ubatshele futhi nabangani no next door ukuthi siyambona mangapha.
Celebrating our legends.
It hits directly at my soul.
While they are still alive.
He is as a coach, obviously. He talked to Italy, living the GLA.
Is what we do best.
Let me welcome Uloso, Innocent Chikoya. He's a legend. He's here. Sampo Kekane.
Hashtag NSW, celebrating 100 episodes today.
Congratulations and greetings to you, Robert Marawa, on this historic milestone of 100 shows. You are a force of good vibes and positive energy in African sports, and the best is yet to come. Keep shining, keep winning, and keep the faith. God bless. This is Francis Gaido from Thika in Kenya. I wish you all the best. It was good to see you trending on Twitter. Let's keep it up and let's stay in touch. Thank you.
Francis Gaitho, the man that holds nothing back, is a sharpshooter on Twitter. Follow him for all of your latest when it comes to especially football. He monitors CAF, FIFA inside out. So that is a man that I respect a great deal. Francis, thank you for being part of the celebration. Thank you for being part of history.
Good evening, Robert. This is Patience Shukwambana. Success is no accident, Chief. It is hard work, sacrifice, patience, and most of all, love of what you are doing. Darob, today as you host your 100th episode on a new platform, congratulations on achieving such a significant milestone. Well deserved. You are unstoppable. And all of this is because of your dedication, consistency, and quality content. Keep shining, Marawa. I thank you.
My name is Muditambi Ravere, a sports administrator and a chairperson of South African Women and Sport Foundation. Good evening, Robert. I would like to congratulate you on your 100 shows in the new platform. Sometimes we think that something is not impossible until we try it. And I think you have shown that it is possible and it is working. Thank you very much for keeping us informed and empowered, and especially around sport. And I wish you a great success and a good future and waiting to celebrate many more shows in your platform. Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Dambi Ravele, thank you so much indeed. Patience Shukamba, and thank you so much indeed for the messages of celebration. You know, you can be the high-ranking sporting authority, you can be the high-ranking administrator within sport at any level, but it's about your humanity that counts the most. And I think the leaders that have sent their voice notes have also shown their humanity. They've shown that they might hold top positions, but they're also shareholders in this journey. I appreciate you. I thank you. Let's keep working. These are people that don't take criticism personally. You can criticize them, engage with them, but at the end of the day, they'll say, high five. You did your research. You did your work. And thank you very much indeed for that has happened. So we got plenty more voice notes. The guests list is bulging. But at the same time, let's not forget that, you know, for me, my next guest has covered every World Cup since 1974 for overseas broadcasters, in addition to Copa America, as well as international tournaments for Sky Sports. He's been the voice of the Premier League for over 20 years. I think I'm being very economic there. But you know what? His voice is synonymous with England matches, and he has commentated on some memorable games, including England qualifying for the World Cup at the World Cup finals in Rome in 1997. There was also the England versus Scotland World Cup playoffs in 1999, and also David Beckham's dramatic free kick against Greece. You remember that in October 2001. He joins me all the way from the UK to help us celebrate our 100th episode on our platform. He's been a I won't claim him as a friend, but he's somebody that I would like to say I met in 2010. I walked in, I was nervous because I was going to be meeting him for the very first time. And as I walked in, he says, "Hi, Robert, I'm Martin Tyler. Great work today." And he had been watching our build-up on television the entire afternoon. And Martin Tyler, I thank you, I respect you, I appreciate your indulgence. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I hope we're friends, Robert. I would like to think that over the years, we have never met since that day in 2010, but we have done a lot of these calls together, and I regard you. You only have to ask once and I'm on the phone, because you're a special guy. And many congratulations from this part of the world on reaching your century. It's something that's always recognised a century in different sports, snooker, cricket, of course. It's a great achievement. In age, maybe, I'm a bit short of that, but I'm a lot nearer to it than you are, and you never know. But well done, and I hope you're having a great show.
No, we certainly are. I think it's just one of those crazy shows, Martin, where we've got a combination of, you know, football legends. We've got our listeners, regular contributors, chairman of clubs, people that are not even related to the sporting or broadcasting world, but they love the show and they love many different contributions as well. And I, as I'm saying that, I'm indebted to you. I appreciate the fact that you are so warm and gentle and also very guiding when we first met, and we take all of these life lessons with us in our journey as we try and improve as broadcasters, and we still listen even up until this week where you've been commentating, and I look forward to you commentating over the weekend, and I'm sure you're looking forward to Super Sunday.
I am, and you never stop improving, that's for sure. You've got to strive. Maybe it's harder to to change your ways, but I'm always there. As a broadcaster, when you get a bit older, the people stop producing you. You know, they think, "Oh well, he's okay. We'll let him do his stuff." As a contributor, you always want to have somebody saying, "Well, I'd do that. What about thinking like that?" And I'm sure you've got good producers in the background for your work as well. Yes, it's quite a weekend coming up. There's some games tonight, which of course might take slightly some of the edge off. The relegation issue could be not solved, but a lot clearer. So that's one issue, one place still to go down. Burnley, Leeds, and Everton. They're the candidates. Two will escape, one will go down. Then we've got the Champions League qualification place, which of course is very important financially and prestige-wise, which is between Arsenal and Tottenham, the great London rivals, about 3.5 miles apart from each other, and decide only one of them will go in the Champions League. And then, of course, the top two, who have been, honestly, we do use a lot of superlatives in our business, but they have been superb. They've dragged each other higher and higher up the pyramid of excellence, Manchester City and Liverpool. And yeah, it goes down to the final day yet again between those two. City have to win, assuming that Liverpool will win as well. Of course, there are other combinations, but it's riveting here, and I guess it's riveting where you are, Robert, and I guess it's pretty riveting on a global basis, because the Premier League is just that.
Well, little did we know that it would go down to round of 38, though, Martin, and maybe it's also just been about the two managers from time to time, you know, Jurgen Klopp, Pep Guardiola, and what they bring to the Premiership in England. What do you think when we all look back at the season that was, bar one game, that stands out? And you've covered whether it was teams at the bottom, teams fighting for European positions, Europa League or Champions League, teams just somewhere in the middle of the table. What for you really, really has stood out this season?
Well, I think I have to start with those two because I've been around a long time, as you know, and I've seen a lot of very, very good teams. But for these two, and it's not just a this season phenomenon, it's obviously been going on for 3 or 4 years now, and the two managers are relentless in their demands of their players, and the players respond in a way that is a massive credit to them. I'm a great believer that the football is about the players, but these two managers inspire. Southampton against Liverpool on Tuesday was my last game, and they made 9 changes, Liverpool, and you thought, well, they're almost handing the title to City, but those backup boys, if you like, the shadow squad, played superbly. If you'd walked into the ground and not known the players, not known the team sheet, you would have thought, well, that's Liverpool's first choice closer. They come from the mentality of the manager doing that. For the rest of, obviously, one of the mysteries is the way Manchester United have dropped off the pace and the restructuring that goes on there. We had a newcomer in Brentford, the 50th team to get into the Premier League, and this is its 30th season, who have done extraordinarily well to not just survive, but contribute a lot. And they've done one of the great, it's a humanitarian thing, it's for their own benefit as well, but Christian Eriksen, who almost died before our very eyes playing in the European Championships last summer on field with that heart attack, has been playing for Brentford and
bringing, warming everyone's heart who's watching it, because it's just an extraordinary recovery. An amazing man who most people would not have wanted to play football, having survived against the odds. So that's very special to see him in the Premier League, back in the Premier League. Well, of course, he's with Tottenham before. I could go on all day, Robert. You've got many, many more guests to come, but I think it's been an outstanding season and it should come to an outstanding conclusion.
Just a quick one. Was it all mind games, Pep Guardiola saying that everyone in England loves Liverpool?
I guess so. He's way off the mark. In England, we have a capacity for wanting people to be knocked off their perch, not put up on their perch. We're great champions of the underdog, and I can only think in my time, going back a long time, that the only time that the whole country wanted a team to win, and it's relatively recent, was Leicester. The fairy tale Foxes, who had escaped relegation by the skin of their teeth the season before, the Cavalier Claudio Ranieri leading them on, and they became champions. Even some of the players that played against Leicester admitted later that they were wanting Leicester. Not that they were shortchanging their performances, but in the end, sometimes if you get beaten and fair and square, and you go, well, I'm glad they're doing so well. So, no, Pep hasn't quite read the script. It is mind games, and that's certainly not true. The supporters of Liverpool, and there'll be many of them listening to this show, and the supporters of Manchester City, many of them listening to this show, they want their team to win, and the tribal boundaries don't get crossed, really, at this stage, because they are the rich and famous. They have a lot of resources. And, that it's the ones that have nothing that comes to the fore, that really, or relatively nothing, that catch the eye of the whole nation. That's the way we've been wired up, I'm afraid.
Where do we catch you this weekend, Martin? I know that tonight you take a bit of a breather, but you've got to be involved in one of these high-flying games on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm just off a run that finished on Tuesday night with 5 games in 6 days, so... I'm ready for purpose tonight, but there is nobody's asked me to do anything. I'm at Manchester City, which is the that's obviously one of the games that will affect the title race. At home to Aston Villa with a strong Liverpool connection, of course, managed by Steven Gerrard, one of the great Liverpool players of all time. But he'd be wanting to do what's right for Aston Villa and try and get the points for them if it made Liverpool champions as well. Of course, that would be, I guess it would be his perfect day professionally, but and maybe personally as well. So I'm sitting, I've taken 15 minutes away from my prep because I would always make time for you, Robert. And then as soon as we finish this call, I'll be back on it, trying to get ready for... The time goes so fast, you know. It's a luxury for me to have 3 days to prepare, but the truth is I'm going to need pretty much all of that to try and come up with all the what-ifs for Sunday.
Thank you for your patience, Martin. As I say, we've been overwhelmed. I think our studio is just invaded by very, very good people that love the show. I know we're a couple of minutes late for you. You respect time. We do too. I look forward to hearing your voice again on the weekend as we say goodbye to what has been another exciting English Premiership season. Thank you so much. Stay blessed and keep inspiring us.
You're very kind, Robert. Here's to the next 100. Keep doing the business.
Thank you so much, Martin Tyler. As I said, he's going to be working on Sunday, Super Sunday. And wow, I mean, what a blessing. Let me ask Teboho here, because today we were told that DSTV Premiership, coach of the season. Let me give you that one. As we head into a break, they said it's a choice of John Matuka, who we've seen doing wonders at Royal AM. And then there's a combination of Mangoba Mngiti, Rulani Mgwena of Sundowns, and then there's Eric Tinkler of Cape Town City. Who should get it?
Difficult one, Robbie.
Difficult.
Difficult one, but I'd say it will be between Matuka and the two Sundowns coaches.
But somebody says, and let me let the two Debochos argue here. Mm-hmm. Somebody says that it's an award for one coach. It's not an award for two or three coaches. What's your take on that? But they've been nominated as one.
For me, Rob, I think the award on itself, the name is the coach of the season.
Yeah.
So it should be given to one coach. And I think the one person who honestly deserves it is John Maduka, looking at the work that he's put in, mm-hmm. having to start with two teams and trying and find a competing team from two teams that were, you look at the Royal AM team that was there, mm-hmm. when and the guys that came from Bloemfontein Celtics. So for him having to come up with a working plan in such a short space of time, mm-hmm. and be able to compete, I think he's got he definitely is the person who deserves the coach of the season.
So almost like a Benny McCarthy who did Adama Zulu,
yes.
when he was there.
Yes.
So it's not about the obvious anymore. Okay, I love it. We're going to come back from the break. We'll try and squeeze in our shareholders, as many as they can. We'll try and squeeze in as many of the voice notes that have collapsed our system here today. There's young, there's old. There's a beautiful cake in front of me. Don't go anywhere.
As we look back at our heartwarming stories,
what happened in Cameroon, very tragic.
The South Gate was supposed to be open, but it was closed. If it was open, the people would have walked through. Celebrating our legends.
George Mokhotse, my guest, football administrator extraordinaire. Senegal winning its first ever Africa Cup of Nations. Former Senegal striker himself, Mame Niang.
While they are still alive.
Of captain by captain, who's keeper, Upindam Zala, Lucky Likwati.
Is what we do best.
Here's another familiar voice paying tribute to Andries Chaka Chaka Mbonto.
Hi, Roberto. Panyaza Lesu here. Thank you so much for bringing that amazing star, Andries Chaka Chaka Mbonto. Oh, Chafko.
Hashtag MSW, celebrating 100 episodes today.
Hi, this is Dennis Onyango. I just want to congratulate you, Mr. Marawa, on your 100th episode on the Marawa Sports Worldwide. Keep going. We love you and we'll always celebrate you.
Oh, Dennis Onyango. I think they used to have a beauty pageant in Uganda. Dennis Onyango was Mr. Uganda. He was like a Miss SA, but for a mister.
Baba Marawa, kuluma nembokotula, nomnothe PMP. Ngisangalalisa li MSW 100th episode. Siyabonga kakhulu nama best interviews, live match updates. We love it. Halalisa li kakhulu MSW.
Congratulations MSW.
Thank you.
Aw siyantande marispeke. Nikuphi nendawo? Esmero noma hey, ay angishe phansi.
Phansi koma bridge, Mr. Robert Marawa, good evening, sir, and also good evening to the lovely listeners of the show. It would be so injustice of me if I don't congratulate your show, Mr. Rob. You've been doing a wonderful job for the sport of South Africa, and you've been doing great shows. So I would like to say thank you very much for your contribution. I would like to say thank you very much for your talent. I would also like to say thank you very much for everything that you have done for the sport-loving people in South Africa. Vuyisa in Cape Town. Thank you very much, Mr. Rob.
Vuyisa, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Ngizwile kuthiwa iradio yakho sabe ikhandile bekuthiwa Ariel.
Hi, Rob. Congratulations on your 100th episode. I mean, I started listening to your show in 2009. A guy named Umbuso Mzobe introduced me to your show, and I've never looked back. So I'm happy with everything that you've achieved in your career, man. Congratulations on everything that you do. And I thank you for bringing those guys in the studio. We always listen to them on the show. It's good to hear them in the studio today. So congratulations on everything that you do, my guy. We love you so much, yeah.
Thank you, Baba.
Marawa Sports Worldwide. Broadcasting live from under a bridge in Katlehong.
I'm actually choosing to play the song because when I say we are the champions, I don't only mean football players. I mean, you know, some used to call him Penaldinho, a referee known for his robust, almost awkward duckling of SA football referees to an African Cup of Nations AFCON final officiating Swan. Now, his car had the number plate Mr. Ref. If you know him, you would know his number plate. Mr. Ref. Now, one of the youngest referees to officiate at SA professional level, his debut at 25 in January 2008. I mean, he always had potential. But he's over-eager and sometimes bordering on being reckless. I mean, it was a bit of a shock to the system. Now, he earned the nickname Benaldinho, the man who made headlines after offering Egypt giant Mohamed Salah his cards and whistle in the AFCON final in Yaounde. That was earlier this year, hey? I mean, he earned a spot in the FIFA World Cup list, which has 36 referees, 69 assistant referees, 24 video match officials. This year's tournament, I can only be speaking of Victor Gomes. He joins me on the line. Vic, thank you for your time. You're a champion.
Very good evening, Malume. It's so nice to be on your show, and a good evening to your listeners. Thank you very much.
Unjan Malum.
Brand new second hand, my man.
A brand new second hand. I love it. You know, we've got so many people here in studio who love and appreciate you, but we thought, you know what, you are achieving things that are really groundbreaking, and I want to congratulate you because you and your partner in crime, Uzakel, you're both on the list to officiate in Qatar. Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. The list was released today, this afternoon, and obviously it's we're ecstatic. So now
that's why we've got a full house in studio, so that when such breaking news comes out, it's not just me and my shriveled hands that are congratulating you, but it's a whole studio full of football lovers. Well done. I'm sure, and in many conversations with you, this must be a culmination of a dream for you.
Yeah, sure. I hope you can accept this little announcement as a small...
Oh, man. Okay. We've lost Penaldinho. Can we just quickly try and get him back on the line so that we can, you know, chat to him? He was about to say something quite important. Here we are. Breaking news. Victor Gomes heading off to Qatar. Zakele Siwela, assistant referee, heading off to Qatar.
Sure.
How important is that?
It's very, very important. It's very, very important for our football. So, which means we are recognized worldwide now. So, like Marawa Sport worldwide. So, we are now being respected. So, for me, it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's good because now people can see that with our league, so we've got referees who are serious about our game than other things.
Now, lady, from your side, again, you follow football. You've seen a man they call Penaldinho. Here he is today telling us what is about to happen.
Yeah, and I think it goes to show that he's an incredible referee. I mean, being recognized worldwide to come and officiate the biggest tournament in the world. I mean, that is something. It means that we are recognized in the PSL, you know, in South African League, we are recognized. I just hope that in the next World Cup, we can, you know, just have a fun there. It'll be sweeter.
Yeah, we need to get our national team there. That is for sure. I'll bring Uvusi in a second. I've got a very young man with me in studio as well. He loves his Arsenal. Also want to chat to him. I know there's a few seconds left, but hey, we're going to make this work. Vic, you're about to tell me something before we lost you. You're about to say there's something else you want to tell the listeners.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I hope you can accept this as a small gift for your 100th show. So I hope it's something that you can remember with. And yeah, we keep working. We are now going to the World Cup, and the hard work needs to start. So yeah, we're fighting. We're not giving up.
I know you're trying to sound very presidential, Vic. I know this thing touches your heart, my friend. I know, Malume, that this is what you've worked for. You've taken criticism. You've taken the punches. You've taken Thamsanqa Kabuza, you know, shouting at you from the grandstand. You've taken a great deal. This can't just be in jail like you're going to buy a Makwinya next door.
No, it's a lifelong dream. It was something, a vision that I had as a young boy. It's something I've been working for the many years now, and it's time now to produce. If we've been working till now, we need to work harder. But yeah, it's a lifelong dream. I remember being 14 years old and aiming for this. So yeah, it's starting to come out, and I serve an awesome God.
The God has guided you. We talk about AFCON final. We talk about going to Qatar. But also want to bring it closer. I'm talking about CAF Champions League final. Who's the referee? Victor Gomes, am I correct?
Hey, Angaz, I don't know. I'm still have to check my emails for appointments.
But well done, man.
Thanks very much, Rob. You've been, you and your listeners have been always spurring us on, and we really need it. Thanks to our brother Suwela also, and our brother from across the border, Soru. We're going there to represent our country. We've always had a mission of Vision 2022. We are going there to represent our country. We're going there hungry, like hungry lions, and we are going to produce. We are going to show the South African flag and fly our association's name up high there as well.
Malume, as I was sitting here, I was trying to count who else has had the kind of accolade that you have in terms of refereeing CAF Champions League final. I think you are now the sixth South African to take charge of the CAF Champions League. The late Ian McLeod. There was also Matabele Petros. There was Robin Williams. There was Jerome Damon. And there was Daniel Bennett. I don't know if that was pre or post him having cornrows, but that is where you fit in. You couldn't have cornrows because...
Shampoo's expensive, man.
No, but I mean, that list alone says you are in good company.
Yeah, we've got big shoes to fill, and I think it's important that we carry on the baton. We cannot let our guard slip, and we always need to improve to be better. So I'm hoping that we keep fighting and we keep pushing, and so that the next ones that come also improve and do better than us.
When are you heading off?
To Qatar in November.
CAF Champions League final?
Hey, Angaz, I have not received any notification yet.
My brother, Malume, I really am always very proud of you. And I think all of these milestones you are deserving of. Keep up the great work.
God bless you. Thank you once again.
Thank you so much. That's Victor Gomes, well-known, well-respected, award-winning South African referee. Again, breaking ground. Chairman of Upington City Football Club is here with me. ABC Motsepe playoffs, eh? Vusindimane, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brarup. The show has been inspiring since I was a little boy in high school. Yeah. So, yeah.
Sure. And you're a major part because you've got a creative side. So everybody that usually sees our artwork and we send out and we say, you know, here we are as Marawa Sports Worldwide. We've got Tebo Khomolo in studio. He's the man that produces that as a little side hustle. I can't even afford him. I offer him my chicken wings. You want Il Nando's. But being the chairman, how's things going at Upington City?
No, look, we on Sunday we're playing the provincial playoffs.
Yeah.
Hopefully, because we haven't lost the game, we are going to the national playoffs and going to the Atlet Africa. Because since we started the team in July, we haven't lost even one game. Even friendlies, we beat Angry Lions. Played so many friendlies, we haven't lost even one game.
What's
so,
the secret?
Do research and make sure that you know your players and make sure that you recruit well.
But they say there's so much corruption there. How are you managing to overcome all of those things?
One thing for sure, they tried. You can check social media. People will tell you that referees tried to hold us, but they couldn't hold the players that we have because we did a lot of research and make sure that we bring the best of the best. We have players. I just gave you two examples, Pilani and Pumlani from Gumede, from KZN, who played for AmaZulu. Very experienced players. So we make sure that we take care of them and make sure that we reach our goal. Our goal is to go to the Africa Championship.
And you can promise the people in the region that you're going to achieve that.
We are going there. We're going to next year. When I come here, I'll be the chairman of the Africa Championship.
As shiny as I am. I'm loving the confidence. Naledi, Sbia, Teboko, you can see exactly what is happening here, guys. We have chairmen that are going to lead football in future.
Sure.
Tabang, please just share that microphone. He's a very young man. You're 10 now?
I'm turning 11 in July.
You're turning 11 in July?
Yeah.
You're a big Arsenal fan, I believe.
Yeah, a lot.
Your heart, were you crying alongside those fans that were crying in the stadium the other day?
So since Champions League is gone, it's really nothing to play for. So I wasn't crying.
you have no belief that come Sunday a miracle might happen?
No, Norwich is not going to beat Tottenham. That's what I'm going to say.
But football. The ball is round.
But no.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Why though? Who let you down so that you didn't get Champions League?
The team let us down.
As a collective?
Yes. But again, Tottenham's too good of a team to really just flop like that. So, yeah.
But a lot of people saying you overachieved though.
Yeah, from no Europe to Europe, that's good enough. But yeah, we want a Champions League and we couldn't get it. So Europa's just going to have to do for now.
Who was your favorite player for Arsenal this season?
My favorite player is Bukayo Saka. He's very good. He's talented. He has a good left foot. Yeah, I like him.
And you like him for England as well?
Yeah, even though he can't header, but it's fine.
He's about your height.
Yes.
Which means you got to be playing for Arsenal soon, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I appreciate you, and don't let me down. You promised me to be part of the show with other youngsters that are keen to talk football. You still hold up to that promise?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Thabang, thank you so much. Everybody else, hey, is that Eugene Zwane? Ha ha ha. Hey, Buffett. Hey, he's trying to hide. He's a businessman now, this one. Eh? He's got restaurants in Soweto. He's hiding here behind microphones. Hey. Legends, contributors, broadcasters, award winners. Who else is here? You know what, shareholders? I just want to thank each and every one of you. We could have done this for 4 hours. Voice notes keep coming through. Teboho, we appreciate you, Bob. Let's keep churning this over and over and over again. Madam Piri, thank you so much. Thank you for blessing us with Thabang. Mavusan, siyabonga, shaman. Shaman, lo. Keep doing what you're doing, Bob. You inspire people. You heard on the voice notes.
Yes.
Yes. You bring people to life.
Sure.
Naled, you know where the bridge is in Katlehong, right?
Yeah.
Nazog. Ma always. Skoshana now. Eugene Zwane, please come, Baba. You are overdue your legendary show. Deb Zangwan. Siyabonga, Baba. That's another young man hiding there who happens to be Awande. Your granny, Lynette Pumlile Marawa, says hello, and she's been listening for all 100 shows. So we thank you, we appreciate you. The team that's here, behind the scenes, about Kent, about everybody, I don't even know who's here. But thank you for listening. Here's to another 1,500. Amen!
Amen.